Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
America's favorite radio game, Name That Blank, in just a moment, but...
Oh, what do we got?
Oh, that sounds
a package.
Crinkly.
Oh.
I believe it's from the publishers of Radio Game Magazine.
What?
Oh,
remember, we
boy.
Were up for... 12th year in a row.
Okay.
I thought we won. I thought we already announced that we won.
We did?
Okay.
Dear Greg, Chris, Steve, Kelly, and Maitland, congratulations on another successful year at the top of the radio industry.
Yes!
Yeah!
As last year came to a close, so did the polls in our annual Readers and Industry Legends survey. We have tabulated the results and determined your organization is the winner of 2023's Best Overall Radio Game. It is with great privilege to present Radio Game Monthly Magazine's top honor, the Free Beer and Hot Wings Morning Show, for what is now the 12th consecutive year.
Wow.
Please enjoy the enclosed frame copy of our latest issue. Sincerely.
Do we do it?
Richard W. Engel, Chief Editor, Radio Game Monthly Magazine. Oh, wow. We have a new cover photo.
Mm-hmm.
A proud catholic.
Look at that. Wow. Maitland gets the cover on her own.
That's
jeez,
awesome.
That's jeez.
At long last, the prodigal daughter returns. Page 30. That's you.
Wait, page 30? You didn't even get like closer up to the front of the magazine?
I'm not surprised by that.
That's
where the feature
front
is.
Of the magazine.
Yeah, that's where the meat of the magazine is.
It should all be you.
My bigger surprise is there's 30 pages? Would you rather... Kelly's Cat Cafe, Kelly's Kush Cravings, Kelly's Candy Canal, all these are K's,
yeah.
Kelly's Classic Cussing,
okay.
Kelly's Calloused Crotch, Kelly's Collectible Cotton, and wow. More KKK Fun, page 6.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's weird.
New Year, same result. Name That Blank, America's favorite radio game and annual awards recap, page 48. Deca versus Dodeca. When does Smash become too much Smash? Followed by, that's on page 17, directly after that, Octo Smash, The Simpler Times, a retrospective by Heather Chevrolet.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. That's hilarious. That's really, really funny.
How did he get Heather?
God, I knew she was real.
Yeah.
Ever since she was in a movie that she wasn't in because she's not real. Thank you to Radio Game Magazine.
Thank you.
Look at that.
So
that's amazing. good stuff.
It's one of my favorite days of the year. I'm not going to lie. Let's meet today's contestants who will play Name That Blank. Maitland's completely taking over. She's playing the audio and she's hosting, which means I get to play. Boy, all these years of talking crap about all you guys, that is disappointing to find out. All right, here we go. There are two Justins, Justin Kentucky and Justin DC. Hello, Justins.
Hey, hey.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Wonderful.
A little cold.
Yeah. Justin and DC, you've got, what, an inch of snow?
Well, it's probably about an inch and a half now. So we shut down.
Everything's shut down. Yeah. Makes that DC can't handle it.
Yeah.
Justin and Kentucky. You breed pythons, Justin?
Yes, sir.
How often do you lose one and everybody has to hide their cat?
The other one just say gross.
I haven't lost one yet. Okay. My wife also has spiders. They got out yesterday, so I didn't come home last night.
Jeez.
And you know what's going to be on your tombstone? Loser.
I think
loser.
The cat pushed all their tanks open, and I just said, yeah, I'll you can handle that one.
What is your Mountain Dew Code Red budget per month? Is it pretty high?
$25.
That's pretty good. All right, Justin, Kentucky, Justin, D.C., you guys will have to buzz in with your region behind you so we can tell you apart. You buzz in. You can do it once per clue. Maitland is going to give you a blank to name, and then she'll play audio that will allow you to name that blank. Whoever gets the most right wins. Now, what was the other thing? Yeah, I don't remember. We'll figure it out as we go. Oh, if you hear me or Hot Wings or Kelly or Steve buzz in, we're just trying to get our spot in line for later.
Everybody ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Yes.
Yes.
It is time to name that blank.
Name that blank.
Name that blank.
Can you guys do the thing?
Don't leave me hanging.
All right. Name the game. Look on. Here, name the game.
Parole. That's when they let people go who are locked up in prison. And when the same thing happens here in school, it's called recess.
It's what words were made for.
L-E-S-S. Ageless. Just like that Barbara at the party last night.
Do me a favor, hon.
Sure, what?
Next time we go to a party, wear your glasses.
What? Oh.
It's what words were made for.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Words with friends.
It is not. It's Scrabble.
Oh.
Oh, now that makes a lot of sense. It's really hard to find an audio clip for Scrabble that like made it obvious that they were playing Scrabble. So that one might be on me. Anyways.
All I know is that one guy without his glasses thinks ugly women are hot women.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah. He had ageless on the board, and then she put, when she said, use your glasses, the word she put was facelift.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Passive aggressive. Dang.
Right. Name.
Wait, is there a fact?
Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Scrabble was created in 1938 by New York architect Adolph Mosier Butt. The game's original name was Lexico, then changed to Crisscross Words, and eventually became Scrabble. On January 19th, 1955, Scrabble finally debuted on the board game market.
Is there a worse name than Adolph Butts?
No.
No, I don't. Not many.
That's not great.
No. Is his middle name many. Alva? Stupid.
All right. Name the event.
Hot Wings.
Steve.
Ah, dang it.
Justin in D.C.?
Justin, D.C.
Oh, God. Is that the Hail to the Chief, or like a presidential entrance?
Entrance to, we're looking for a specific event.
The inauguration.
You got it.
There you
I'll give you that God. One. After Washington's first inauguration, March 4th became the official day. Oh, here, we'll play this in the background.
If you had not gotten this while being in D.C.
Yeah.
After Washington's first inauguration, March 4th became the official day for the start of a new administration. The 20th Amendment moved the day to January 20th, closer to the start of a new Congress. However, if those days fall on a Sunday, the public ceremony falls on the next day, while the new or returning president takes the oath privately on Sunday.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. All right.
Justin, probably still serving time. Are you still on probation from January 6th? Are you good?
No, but I actually do know someone who is being tried.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
They're having a fun time.
Yeah, that's a good week.
Yeah, well,
that's so much
good
fun.
Good for them. Whatever. Yeah.
Justin, D.C. leads with one. Name the duo.
What happened? You robbed the store? You robbed the damn store? Well, we needed the money. Oh, felt like I killed anybody, for God's
Steve.
Sake.
Justin, D.C.
I'm sorry. We needed the money now.
Justin, D.C.
Is that Thelma and Louise?
It is Thelma and Louise.
Can't get one by Justin.
He leads with two, and Gina Davis wanted to play Louise, not Thelma, and tried to make her case to director Ridley Scott over drinks, listing the reasons she should play Louise, but he saw her as Thelma. Though he wanted to cast her as Thelma, they needed to find the perfect match to Louise. Ridley made Gina an offer that she would play one of the leads. They just weren't sure which one. Gina Davis turned 68 this Sunday.
I used to have a huge crush on her.
She's so, her little mole.
Yeah.
So
hey,
pretty.
Did you read the fact for the inauguration one?
Yes, I did.
Great job.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
She was playing the music the whole time under it.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah.
Right. Do you?
Yeah.
The part where she said, let me play this music underneath it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, about Mondays. Yeah.
Yeah, you actually commented. Like, you said, huh.
Yeah.
How about that?
When the date was and the Congress. And yeah.
Yeah. No, I said I remember it now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was there.
Mm-hmm. I was there, too.
Were you?
I mean, we all know I was, but it doesn't seem like it.
Well, you're here for this one. Yeah. Name the criminal. Beautiful people.
The beautiful people. Steve?
Justin in D.C.
Manson?
Which one?
Charles?
It is Charles Manson. This song. Game girl. And then there was this one too. On this day in 1971, The Beatles' Helter Skelter was played in a courtroom during the trial of Charles Manson. The song is commonly known for Manson's adaptation of the term as a foundation for his theory of an impending race war. By misappropriating the song's title, Manson turned its chaotic theme into one of anarchy and violence. The lyrics uphold, though, McCartney's intentions, focusing on the turbulent nature of both the amusement park ride and a sexual relationship.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dang.
And then the songs were Beautiful People, Marilyn Manson, Look at Your Game Girl, Guns N' Roses, written by Charlie Manson, and then Helter Skelter.
And that second one was Guns N' Roses?
It was.
Wow. Sounded awful.
I think it was from like 93 or something.
Mm.
Name the snack.
Hello?
Why don't you want to talk to me?
Oh, Steve.
Who is this?
You tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
Radio.
What's that noise? You're making...
Uh-huh.
I'll be...
Justin in D.C.?
Well, I'm getting ready to watch...
Justin in D.C.
The Pringles?
It is not Pringles. Hot Wings, did you buzz in first?
I didn't this time, no.
Steve.
No.
Popcorn.
It is popcorn. Today, that was from Scream. Today is National Popcorn Day. Popcorn actually comes in two shapes, snowflake or mushroom. Movie theaters use snowflake-shaped popcorn because it's bigger.
What?
So it takes up more space.
I thought that was a Cheetos commercial because that guy sounded creepy and Chester is a creepy-sounding person name. And he's a tiger.
It is.
I like that.
He's a cheetah.
It's like it's right there in his name.
Yeah, almost like that. Yeah,
it's not Chester Tiger.
Chester Cheetah the Tiger.
No, who's the one that says they're great? That's Tony Cheetah.
Yeah, that's
Tony Cheetah. Yeah. He's a dolphin.
Yeah.
Oh, from the tuna place.
They're good.
Steve has one. Justin in D.C.'s got a couple.
Justin has three.
Justin has three.
Steve has one.
Steve has one. He just got the popcorn one.
Got it. That's right.
Name the sport. We're all in this together. Once we know that we are, we're all stars.
Volleyball.
It is not. Justin's, you got any guesses?
I think I heard Justin Tommy Beal.
Justin in D.C.
Like cheerleading?
No. Tommy, did you buzz in?
Yeah, it's basketball.
It is basketball. from High School Musical, the big debate where if he wants to play basketball or be in musical theater. And he says, it's not my dream, Dad. It's yours.
Oh, wow. Which one was his dream? His dad's dream was the musical basketball theater.
Well, his dad was the basketball coach.
Oh, that's very Varsity Blues.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
The High School plot of that movie, too.
I love that movie. Yeah.
Was supposed to simply be a placeholder title. It was supposed to be temporary until the producers came up with an actual one. However, by the time the film was in post-production, they couldn't think of a different one. And they were forced to go with High School Musical.
Pretty much the same way Free Beer and Hot Wings became a name.
Yes. And that for that film, or the first film in the series, premiered January 20th, 2006, almost 20 years ago.
They couldn't come up with a name for their movie?
Yeah.
I mean, we did come up with it now. Otherwise, we would have just been Radio Show.
Yeah, right.
Like High School Musical.
That's the number one radio show.
Yeah, that's right.
Justin in DC's got three. Steve's got one. Tommy's got one. Name the chef.
And today we're going to be making a very special sandwich.
Steve.
I call it butter sandwich. All you need is two sticks of butter. And we're just going to take these sticks and we're just going to mush them together into a nice little square. Next, you're going to grab your margarine and your cheese slicer.
Justin's, you got any guesses?
Martha Stewart.
No.
Not Martha Stewart. Kelly.
Julia Child.
I keep wanting to say Paula Poundstone.
Steve.
But her name is Paula something.
Poundstone.
Yeah. Paula Poundstone.
I got to go with Steve.
Paula Deen.
It is Paula Deen.
Paula Deen.
Yeah, I couldn't remember her name at all.
Dang it. Who's Paula Poundstone?
She's a comedian from like the early 90s.
Yeah, like she always wore early 90s, yeah.
Suits like she was in the Talking Heads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was always on my boxes of cereal.
Oh, yeah. That is from a Funny or Die sketch. It's a Paula Deen butter intervention. Very funny. Go check it out.
Very funny comedian Maria Bamford had one chunk where she detailed how every Paula Deen recipe is a suicide note. Because there's so much bad stuff in it.
Back in the 15th century, the Catholic Church banned followers from eating butter during the 40 days of Lent. However, Catholics could pay a fee to the church if they wanted to free themselves from the butter ban. So many French Catholics opted to give money rather than forego butter, and that revenue generated became a substantial funding source for France's Rouen Cathedral. Today, the cathedral is colloquially known as the Butter Tower.
Is what?
Colloquially.
It's just been pointed out to me by my friend Kelly that now that I'm just playing along with the game, I've abdicated all duties as far as watching the time and other things. So we're 8 minutes over. So Justin, thank you for playing.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, guys.